Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Senior Editor Kelly Davio. Since becoming available, Celltrion's biosimilar infliximab CTP-13, which is sold as Remsima and Inflectra in different regulatory territories, has become a mainstay of therapy for a variety of inflammatory diseases. But, like its reference, the biosimilar was first approved in an intravenously administered formulation, and intravenous delivery is not without its drawbacks. But things are about to change for some patients in Europe. Just last month, the European Commission authorized a subcutaneous formulation of CTP-13 for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. When the drug launches in the European Union, it will be the first infliximab to be available in a subcutaneous formulation. This week on the podcast, we're speaking about this new product with Mike Ahn. He's the head of sales and operations division at Celltrion Healthcare. Ahn has more than 12 years of biosimilar commercialization experience and currently is in charge of global business development and sales of infliximab, rituximab, and trastuzumab biosimilars in the Americas and in Europe. Mr. Ahn spoke with us, prior to the drug's authorization, about subcutaneous CTP-13, Celltrion's plans for the days ahead in terms of bringing the drug to Europe, treatment sequencing, and an ongoing U.S. Phase 3 study in patients with inflammatory bowel disease. Mr. Ahn, thank you for joining us for this episode of Not So Different.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us for such a wonderful interview today.
So let's get started. Celltrion has recently received a positive CHMP opinion for the subcutaneous formulation of Remsima. How does Celltrion anticipate that this product, if it's eventually authorized by the European Commission, is going to impact patients in terms of their ability to self-administer their therapy?
Good question. Well, infliximab is an IV form of a TNF-alpha therapy in which its safety and efficacy are supported by nearly 20 years of real-world experience. Infliximab has also shown to be effective and well-tolerated. A subcutaneous formulation of CTP-13 is expected to provide patients with an additional and convenient treatment option. So there will always be a need for IV form of anti-TNF-alpha therapy in IBD to deliver high dosage during induction. However, the new subcutaneous formulation of infliximab will allow stable potency as the steady blood level of anti-TNF-alpha can be sustained throughout the maintenance treatment without the peaks and trough experience with intermittent IV administration. In other words, the dual formulation could provide the convenience option that works for their patients.
And let's also talk about patient access. Does Celltrion anticipate that this new formulation is going to allow for more patients to be treated?
Yes. And we anticipate that the new formulation increases patient access and improves patients' quality of life. A subcutaneous administration requires an injection every 2 weeks, as opposed to every 6 to 8 weeks with the IV formulation. The level of infliximab in the blood is more consistent, leading to better drug survival rates with less flare-ups. Thus, IV relies on reloading to help patients to maintain the drug level over the therapeutic threshold. Another benefit of subcutaneous formulation of CTP-13 is convenience. The IV administration of infliximab can be burdened for some patients as frequent hospital visits can be time-consuming. Patients will require up to 2 hours of infusion time traveling to and from a hospital or clinic for IV infliximab treatment. The subcutaneous formulation could mean that patients can self-administer their treatment at home, reducing the time spent traveling to infusion clinics and helping to reduce the burden on healthcare systems.
Can you also share with us a bit about how the biosimilar in its intravenously delivered formulation has impacted patient access both in the U.S. and in the European contexts?
Yes, we have created a biosimilar industry by introducing the world's first biosimilar, which is our CTP13. With the entrance of our CTP13, many original drugs started to lower their prices, maybe up to 80% of what it used to be. Therefore, by lowering the prices, both original and biosimilar, which are all biologics, we have definitely eased the burden on government's healthcare budget, which such countries like UK explore the gain-sharing system where government takes half of the saving from the using biosimilar and give another half to the institution where savings were made. The institution now has more budget or resource to treat patients in return. This is how biosimilar add value to expanding usage of biologics. Since the introduction of biosimilar in EU in year 2015, we have seen an increase of usage of infliximab from 4 million buyers in Europe to 5 million buyers at the end of year 2019. This is about 25% increase in volume or vials or of usage of infliximab during past 5 years. This clearly shows the introduction of biosimilar has not only contributed to lowering cost of the original drug, but also consequently increased the usage of biologic due to the easing the burden of government healthcare budget.
And do you see the possibility that some patients may switch from other subcutaneously administered products like adalimumab or etanercept over to the subcutaneous CTP13?
Infliximab is also proven to be effective in treating IBD compared to other biologics and for its rapid onset of response. The result has been demonstrated by the PAN study, where infliximab showed lower primary non-response rate and higher remission rate compared to adalimumab. There has been a need of improved convenience feature to its formulation. We expect that CTP13 subcut will be the first subcutaneous infliximab to be available in Europe, offering patients with RA and IBD who are starting infliximab in a more convenient form. In terms of biological treatment sequence, rheumatoid arthritis patients tend to switch to a biologics with a different mechanisms of action biologics or JAK inhibitors when there is any loss of response in the first line of treatment with an anti-TNF-ARPA. However, with the availability of CTP13 subcut, patients could now treat it with the infliximab subcut before switching to other expensive biologics with a different mechanisms of actions or JAK inhibitors. In other words, we will position the CTP13 subcut somewhere between the first and the second line of treatment in patients with RA. As for the IBD patients, CTP13 subcut will be used as the first line of therapy where there will be no maintenance problem existing during the course of patient treatment pathway.
And Celltrion has also started enrolling a phase 3 study in the United States for patients with inflammatory bowel disease for this subcutaneous formulation. What can you tell us about that study?
Well, we have started recruitment for phase 3.8 CD clinical trial for the U.S. Since last month. And since this is under U.S. FDA's new drug pathway, we are going to add other clinical trials for the other areas of indication later this year. We have already gotten an approval on the IND of the on the study from the U.S. FDA, and we are already in the process of screening our patients all over the world as we speak. Since this is a global study, we have opened up clinical sites all over the world, including U.S. and EU. And once this drug gets approved in the United States, as it is expected in from the EU in near future, I think it would give another benefits and also the convenience to those patients who are not is to be treated with the infliximab with the convenience of self-administration.
Well, lastly, is there anything you would like to add?
Well, in terms of price of CTP13 subcut, it may vary among countries due to local regulations and pricing and reimbursement systems. But whether being dependent on its price competitiveness, Celltrion is planning to bring additional benefits and values with the CTP13 subcut through patient support programs. Patients' tailored kits such as TDM and CAR-protein kit will maximize the drug efficacy and allow personalized drug treatment while improving patients' quality of life. Also, Celltrion is currently planning various clinical studies, both investigator-initiated trials and sponsor-initiated trials, in order to get more physicians involved and get their first-hand experience with CTP13 subcut.
Well, Mr. An, thank you again for speaking with us for this episode of Not So Different. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Not So Different. If you'd like to read more about subcutaneous CTP-13, visit our show notes. Remember, if you like the podcast, you can rate us at iTunes. Until next time, find us at centerforbiosimilars.com.